fire went down, 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 and the flames went higher, and it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. Went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Well, good evening, Asbury Park.
Hello and welcome back to our new episode of Country Music World Podcast, and my name is Sergio Hemes, and thank you very much for listening to this new episode, episode number 23, and welcome back also to our Facebook page called Country Music World Podcast. And today we're going to continue to talking about country music of 70s again, and this time it's the brilliant Johnny Cash. We're talking about his music and his music and his history, his music in 1970s. And Johnny Cash, you know, who is it? It's just absolutely one of the I think most popular country singer ever, and we know him very much, his music, his hits, his lyrics, and even here in Russia we know, absolutely know him very much and love. And Johnny Cash is also, I think, one of the most lovely country artists in the worldwide, and in Russia, absolutely. I know a lot of people who collect his music, who listen to his music, his lyrics, and also watch his films. So I think you also know who is Johnny Cash. It's absolutely legend of country music, and his life and his difficulties in this life, and then his marriage with June Gardner. It's also an interesting story. And you remember in this survey, country music of 70s, we're talking also about the brilliant, brilliant couples that play their music in that period of time in 70s. And we have told about, for example, Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson, and also the name brilliant Juicy Coulter. And also we are talking about Tommy Wynette and George Jones. And today we have to say about Johnny Cash and brilliant, absolutely brilliant June Gardner, and this couple in the country music, this brilliant, absolutely in their music we will listen to today. And as we're talking about Johnny Cash and his career and his life and career, as I said, it's very, very interesting. He started his career in the Sun Studio as a lot of genius artists in that period of time. He made his first records in Sun Studio, and it was met with success. So then he was the first Sun's singer that released a long recording, so the first time. Then he made his first records in 1955 55, and then in 1956 he met with Elvis Presley in a sound studio. It's interesting history and well-known history actually. Also in the studio there was Carl Perkins, and he cutting new tracks with Jerry Lee Lewis backing him on piano. And Cash was also in the studio, and four started an impromptu jam session. Phillips left the tapes running, and the recordings, almost half of which were gospel songs, survived. And then they have since been released under the title Million Dollar Quartet. It's very interesting also. And Cash wrote in his autobiography that he was the farthest from the microphone, and sang in a high pitch to blend in with Elvis. Then Cash's next record, Folsom Prison Blues, made the country top five, and it's one of the his song, just his that song, very 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 known, the song. And then his I Walk the Line became number one on the country charts and entered the pop charts top 20. Then was Home of the Blues, and in 1957. And then as I told you, that same year in 1957, Cash became the first Sun artist to release a long playing album. And then he left the Sun Records and signed contract with Columbia Records, and then he released his single, first single, Don't Take Your Guns to Town. Very very successful thing. And then he continued his recordings in 1960s, very very successful actually. And there was the song I Walk the Line, as I remember, in 1963, and that was released. So today we're talking about the music, the history from his music from 70s, and today we're going to talk, and we're going to listen music from music from 70s. As I choose next albums, it's just Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. In 1970 was released this album. Let's listen to his album Man in Black, that was released in 1971. And then a thing called Love. I love this album very much. That was released in 1972. And also I like very much his album I would like to see you again. That was released in 1978. Actually, in 1970, he released about 12 albums, and we have to say that most of them that was released with his wife June Gardner. They met, I think, they were introduced to each other by Elvis Presley, as I remember, and then they worked together. They toured to death together in since 1960s, 60, and then they just. That period of time was very difficult for Johnny Cash, for his problem with health. And they married in 1968, and then since that time they play together, they recording their music, and June Gardner, and they sang thing together with June Gardner. And today we're just we'll listen to how they perform together, how they recording their music, how they sing together. Absolutely, it's beautiful, beautiful. One of the, I think, absolutely beautiful country couples in the history of country music. Although in that period of time, as I said, there were some of the other brilliant couples. And this moment very interesting when we're talking about country music of 70s. It's the that couples that play sing together in that period of time. So let's listen to Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. That's, I think, one of the brilliant track from this album. It's South Wind, South Wind. Let's listen. Let's starting to listen to music of Johnny Cash from 70s with this track. So Johnny Cash, South Wind, from the album of 1970 that called Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
South wind, you picked her up in Jacksonville and left me cold and lonesome in the rain. South wind, you took her off to Nashville, left me choking in the smoke behind the train. And you go, gone again on the south wind. Tomorrow I'll be gone, south wind. But if I had $40, I would buy myself a smile to carry on. And you go, she's gone again on the south wind. Can go on from man to man. I can read the lines between your stolen glances, and I know it's time to fold this losing hand. 'Cause you're drawn to the flame by the thrill and the shame of the cheating game they taught you how to play. You've got nothing to lose but your soul, girl, and you've only the devil to pay. You've been flying so high, you don't know that you're blind to the right on the wall. But someday you'll look down and you'll find you've got no place to fall. When the bright lights are gone, you'll be standing alone, forsaken in the naked light of day. then you'll know that it's all over but a dying, and you've still got the devil to pay. Join your friends while you've got 'em, 'cause you know they're getting fewer every day. You can't wait to let them take you to the bottom, and I'm getting tired of standing in your way. But when you hit the ground, don't come looking around for the pieces of the love you threw away. That's the price of the high life you're living, and you've still got the devil to pay. You've been flying so high, you don't know that you're blind to the right on the wall. But someday you'll look down and...
So, Johnny Cash, ladies and gentlemen, and in the background, The Devil to Pay, it's the album Hello, I'm Johnny Cash, that was released in 1970. And the next track, it's very interesting, as I told you, it's the song that called If I Were a Carpenter. And it's famous with Cash's wife, June Courtney Cash, as I told you. And this song earned the couple a Grammy Award for Best Country Performance by a duo or group with vocal in 1971. So the song also reached number 2 on the country charts, and this album also includes To Beat the Devil, the first Kris Kristofferson song covered by Cash. The two would later collaborate numerous times, most famously on Sunday Morning Coming Down. Very, very interesting story. And this song, Sunday Morning Coming Down, it's the, one of the first Cash's song that I've heard, and I just was so impressed when I just heard it, and just open, just go to story and buy some of the CDs of Johnny Cash, and that I was impressed very much. So let's listen to next. If I Were a Carpenter, I introduced this song to you. It's just Johnny Cash and his wife June Courtney. If I Were a Carpenter.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
If you were a carpenter and I were a lady, I'd marry you anyway. I'd have your baby.
If a tinker was my trade, would I still find you?
I'd be carrying the pot you made, following behind you.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow. I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow. If I were a miller and a mill wheel grinding, would you miss your colored blouse and your soft shoes shining?
If you were a miller and a mill wheel grinding, I'd not miss my colored blouse and my soft shoes shining.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow. I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow. If I worked my hands in wood, would you still love me?
I'd answer you, yes I would.
And would you not be above me? If I were a carpenter and you were a lady,
I'd marry you anyway, I'd have your baby.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow. I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow. Wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on. I wear the black for the poor and the beaten down, living in the hopeless, hungry side of town. I wear it for the prisoner who has long paid for his crime, but is there because he's a victim of the time. I wear the black for those who've never read or listened to the words that Jesus said about the road to happiness through love and charity. Why, you think he's talking straight to you and me? Mighty fine, I do suppose, in our streak of lightning cars and fancy clothes. But just so we're reminded of the ones who are held back, up front there ought to be a man in black. I wear it for the sick and lonely old, for the reckless ones whose bad trip left them cold. I wear the black in mourning for the lives that could have been. Each week we lose 100 fine young men. And I wear it for the thousands who have died, believing that the Lord was on their side. I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side. Things that never will be right, I know, and things need changing everywhere you go. But till we start to make a move to make a few things right, you'll never see me wear a suit of white. Oh, I'd love to wear a rainbow every day and tell the world that everything's okay. I'll try to carry off a little darkness on my back till things are brighter. I'm the man in black. One morning at breakfast, I said to my wife, we've been everywhere once and some places twice. As I had another helping of country ham, she said, we ain't never been to Vietnam. There's a bunch of our boys over there. So we went to the Orient, Saigon. Well, we got a big welcome when we drove in to the gates of a place that they call Long Ben. We checked in and everything got kind of quiet, but a soldier boy said, just wait till tonight, things get noisy. Things start happening. Big, bad firecracker. Well, that night we did about 4 shows for the boys, and they were living it up with a whole lot of noise. We did our last song for the night, and we crawled into bed for some peace and quiet. But things weren't peaceful, and things weren't quiet.
things were scary. Well, for a few minutes, June never said one word, and I thought at first that she hadn't heard. Then a shell exploded not 2 miles away. She sat up in bed, and I heard her say, "What was that?" I said, "That was a shell or a bomb." She said, "I'm scared." I said, "Me too." Well, all night long, that noise kept on, and the sound would chill you right to the bone. The bullets and the bombs and the mortar shells shook our bed every time one fell, and it never let up. It was gonna get worse before it got any better. Well, when the sun came up, the noise died down. We got a few minutes sleep, and we were sleeping sound. Then a soldier knocked on our door and said, "The last night they brought in 7 dead and 14 wounded. And would we come down to the base hospital and see the boys?" Yeah. So we went to the hospital ward by day, and every night we were singing away. Then the shells and the bombs till dawn again, and the helicopters brought in a wounded man. Night after night, day after day, coming and a-going. So we sadly sang for them our last song, and reluctantly we said so long. We did our best to let them know that we care for every last one of them that's over there. Whether we belong over there or not, somebody over here loves us and needs us. Well, now that's about all that there is to tell about that little trip into living hell. And if I ever go back over there anymore, hope there's none of our boys there for me to sing for. I hope that war is over with and they all come back home to stay in peace.
Johnny Cash, ladies and gentlemen, and the music from the album Man in Black. That was released in 1971, and many of the songs on this album contain political references. And two tracks that we've just listened to. It's Man in Black title song and Singing in Vietnam Taking Blues. These tracks were released as a singles, the former are becoming very successful and peaking at number 3 on the country charts. So in the first track features Billy Graham on this album, and the next song let's listen to from this album also, Man in Black, and this song called the next song called I Talk to Jesus Every Day. Johnny Cash and June Carter again, very very also brilliant track. I Talk to Jesus Every Day.
Well, you talk about important people that you say you know, presidents and superstars of big television shows. Well, I know someone personally who's bigger than them all, and next to him, your superstars look mighty small. And I have a talk with him each day, and he's interested in every word I say. No secretary ever tells me he's been called away. I talk to Jesus every day. Well, now, I don't think that I'll ever be in any Hall of Fame, and the social register of wealthy folks might drop my name. But my name is written in the book of life, I'm proud to say, and that's all that really matters anyway. And I talk to Jesus every day, and he's interested in every word I say. No secretary ever tells me he's been called away. I talk to Jesus every day. I talk to Jesus every day.
six, he stood on the ground, weighed 235 pounds. Saw that giant of a man brought down to his knees by love. He was the kind of a man that would gamble on luck, look you in the eye and never back up. I saw him crying like a little whip pup because of love. You can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, but like the wind that covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, never let you down, take your world and turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love. Most men are like me, they struggle in doubt, trouble their minds day in and day out, too busy with living to worry about a little thing like love. But when I see a mother's tenderness as she holds a young close to her breast, I thank God that the world's been blessed with a thing called love. You can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, but like the wind that covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, never let you down, take your world and turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love. Born in poverty, some were born with wealth. I was born a loving man, and I just can't help myself. The women have all made over this old boy ever since I was born. That's why these old Arkansas traveling shoes are so well worn. I've made quite a name for myself, the girls know who I am. I'm a natural, actual, real, authentic Arkansas loving man. Yes, I am. Now in every little town that I've been in, the story is the same. The girls all keep on hanging around, playing them loving games. But sometimes I wish them women folks would leave this old boy alone. I've thought about catching that next greyhound back to my Arkansas home. But there ain't no use in kidding myself, I like the way I am. I'm a natural, actual, real, authentic Arkansas loving man. Oh, yes, I am. Now you look here, woman, that look in your eyes says maybe you love me so. But if you'll turn loose of my coattail, I'll get my bedroll and go. 'Cause I ain't nowhere near the kind of a fella that'll settle down. I've got a natural talent for loving, and I'm gonna spread it around. If I ever come back your way again, remember who I am. I'm a natural, actual, real, authentic Arkansas loving man.
So Johnny Cash, ladies and gentlemen, and we're listening today his music from 1970s, and this album, A Thing Called Love, was released in 1972, and we've heard a couple of tracks from this album. It's just A Thing Called Love and Arkansas Loving Man. And this album, it's the title song, A Thing Called Love, just written by Jerry Reed, was released successfully as a single with Daddy as the B-side and reaching number 2 on the country charts, and 2 more singles charted as well, while the album itself also reached number 2 on the country album charts. A Thing Called Love was recorded by Cash for Classic Cash Hall of Fame series, so actually one of the most interesting album, I think, of love, it's just for me, absolutely. And the next, let's listen to his album that called I Would Like to See You Again. It was released in 1978, and we will listen to the first song, I Don't Think I Could Take You Back Again, and then I Wish I Was Crazy Again, and then I Would Like to See You Again, so again, again, and again. So let's listen to this also absolutely brilliant album, I Would Like to See You Again, by Johnny Cash. So Johnny Cash, I Don't Think I Could Take You Back Again.
That's how it's always been, and I don't think I could take you back again. Now you don't have to worry about me, babe. Just hook 'em up and head on out to the places where you've been. Go ahead and fly like an eagle in the sky, and when you land you'll find I'm still your friend. But I don't think I could take you back again. Ain't no need to bother about me, babe. Someone will come along and she will take me by the hand. Together we will walk where the grass is green and new, and I'll even think about you now and then. But I don't think I can take you back again. Hey, where you going?
Where you going?
You can get there without me, so goodbye. I won't cry, cry, cry. I've seen you toss and turning in your sleep, babe. Now your dream bags are packed, you've got your ticket in your hand. When you love someone, you want what's best for them. That's how it is, and that's how it's always been. And I don't think I could take you back again. Hey, where you going?
Where you going?
You can get there without me, so goodbye.
Goodbye.
Go on, goodbye. And remember, though I'm setting you free, I won't cry, cry, cry. I've seen you toss and turning in your sleep, babe. Now your dream bags are packed, you've got your ticket in your hand. When you love someone, you want what's best for them. That's how it is, and that's how it's always been. And I don't think I could take you back again. An old friend this morning, and I stopped him and called him by name. I said the years haven't changed you, but he said, good Lord, how you've changed. So we stood there and talked on the corner and remembered the good times we had. Then he asked if we're happy together, and I only smiled and I said, Yes, she keeps me off the streets, and she keeps me out of trouble. Sometimes at night, Lord, when I hear the wind, I wish I was crazy again. Yes, I wish I was crazy again. Then we stopped in at a tavern. We had us a round or two. We called ourselves Old Desperado. Old Desperado, as old friends are likely to do. We sat for a while and remembered. Then he said, let's have just one more. I said, I'd sure like to join you. I'd best be going on home. Yes, she keeps me off the streets, and she keeps me out of trouble. Sometimes at night, Lord, when I hear the wind, I wish I was crazy again. Yes, I wish I was crazy again. Keeps me off the streets, and she keeps me out of trouble. Sometimes at night, Lord, when I hear the wind, I wish I was crazy again. Yes, I wish.
I was sitting here thinking about old times, some old times, some old friends. And suddenly it crossed my mind that I would like to see you again. Remember how we used to walk and talk, walk and talk, holding hands. Said we loved each other, I recall. We made a lot of future plans. But the years have come and gone, and a whole lot has happened since then. But tonight, babe, your memory's awfully strong on the mind, and I would like to see you again. It's funny how an old flame comes back. Come on back, make you blue. But I just saw a picture of a railroad track and some old shack and me and you. Guess I better straighten out my mind, straighten it out, go to bed, and pray that I don't dream about old times, some old times, gone and dead. The years have come and gone, and a whole lot has happened since then. But tonight, babe, your memory's awfully strong on my mind, and I would like to see you again.
Johnny Cash, ladies and gentlemen, and this song, I Would Like to See You Again, and I would like to see you again in next our program, next our shows. And today where we was talking about Johnny Cash and his music in 1970s, very interesting story. I think when we when we're talking about Johnny Cash, and it's we can talk about this a long time, because he had a very, very long career, very interesting life. And as I told you, he is one of the most favorite country artists, is for me, and I think in worldwide, absolutely, because of his style singing, because of his voice and lyrics and specific lyrics and albums, absolutely. And we know his bright, his hits, that absolutely amazing thing in our life. And this album that was the last we just sing together, listen together, it's I Would Like to See You Again. It was released, as I told you, 1978, and the title track peaked at number 12 on the singles charts, while They Ain't No Good Gang, it's the, in the background now, reach number 2 also, and the album itself peaked at number 23. And the album features also a pair of duets with Waylon Jennings, actually, one of which was the, it's now in the background, the Ain't No Good Chain Gang single. It was one of Cash's first collaboration, actually, with Waylon Jennings, and the two recorded songs together throughout the 1980s, including a separate album entitled Heroes. And also Cash and Jennings would also work together as the Highwaymen with also Willie Nelson and Chris Christopherson. But it's absolutely, I think, this story, the next story, and we'll tell you about this story, about this super group in the history of country music, absolutely. But in the next program, I think let's speak about Dolly Parton, and also her music in the 70s also, and her duets, her partner, and one of the couples again in the country music, I think Dolly Parton, Dolly Parton and Porter Wagoner, their music, their albums in 1970s, also an interesting thing. And today I have to say you thank you very much one more time for listening to this new episode of Country Music World Podcast. Thank you very much one more time. Let's listen to the one of my favorite thing of Johnny Cash, the song Get Rhythm. It's actually the first one of the first song Johnny Cash that I played in the first our season, in the first our episode. So when I introduced to myself, about myself, there I told you how I met with country music, and there was story about also about this song Get Rhythm by Johnny Cash. Thank you very much. Bye. Have a good time and listen to Johnny Cash. Absolutely wonderful country artist ever. Johnny Cash, Get Rhythm.
Hey, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones, put taps on your toes and get gone, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, a little shoeshine boy, he never gets low down, but he's got the dirtiest job in town, bending low at the people's feet on the windy corner of the dirty street. Well, I asked him while he shined my shoe how'd he keep from getting the blues. He grinned as he raised his little head, he popped his shoeshine rag, and then he said, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, a jumpy rhythm makes you feel so fine, it'll shake all your trouble from your worried mind. Get a rhythm. When you get the blues,
When you get the blues, come on, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones. Put taps on your toes, get gone, get a rhythm. When you get the blues. Well, I sat and I listened to the shoeshine boy, and I thought I was gonna jump with joy. Slapped on the shoe polish left and right, he took his shoeshine rag and he held it tight. He stopped once to wipe the sweat away. I said, you mighty little boy to be a-working that way. He said, I like it, with a big wide grin. Kept on a-popping and he said again, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, it only costs a dime, just a nickel a shoe. It does $1 million worth of good for you. Get rhythm. When you